This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
15th, but according to records from the State Board of Elections, has yet to apply for a vote-by-mail ballot. Tanner stated that many voters who have applied for vote-by-mail and those who do not plan to vote-by-mail are receiving the letters. Tanner said he has been processing applications and that vote-by-mail ballots will be sent to voters in the county who have requested them beginning on September 24th. The letters should begin to arrive the next week. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
The Senate is ready. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, for whoever's nominated for the Supreme Court.
We're going to move forward in the committee. We're going to report the nomination out of the committee to the floor of the United States Senate so we can vote before the election.
Republican Lindsey Graham heads the Senate Judiciary Committee and says the nasty Justice Kavanaugh confirmation changed his mind. 2 years ago, Graham had said he wouldn't support a Supreme Court pick in an election year, and Republicans blocked President Obama's nominee in 2016.
By every modicum of decency and honor, Leader McConnell and the Republican Senate majority have no right to fill it.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer wanting to wait to replace late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her body will lie in repose at the court tomorrow and Thursday. Friday, she'll be the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. Now, the president hasn't decided who yet. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, Fox News has learned appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett of Chicago, a Roman Catholic who teaches law at Notre Dame and clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia, met with President Trump yesterday. She's one of five women on the short list for the nomination. Also in the running, Judge Barbara Lagoa, a Cuban-American born in Florida. Two new polls show the majority of Americans, as well as half of Republicans, believe the next president should pick a replacement. Dave?
Rachel, Joe Biden, who hopes to make Supreme Court pick next year, went to Wisconsin again, calling the Trump corona response a failure.
He froze. He failed to act. He panicked. And America's paid the worst price of any nation in the world.
The president fired back at a rally in Ohio.
Put simply, if Biden wins, China wins.
Now, the president will address the UN this morning by video. Since world leaders are not gathering this year, he's expected to criticize China for its handling of the virus. Britain's imposing new corona restrictions, urging people to work from home again to slow a resurge. The prime minister says they're at a perilous turning point. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
President Trump will campaign today in Pennsylvania after two rallies yesterday in Ohio, where two people are charged with making terroristic threats.
Two people from Virginia Beach, Virginia, busted Monday in Lake Township, Ohio, after they were found walking on some railroad tracks. Police say they were carrying a pitchfork, shovels, a gun, as well as 200 rounds of ammo. John Davison and Vicki Davison were captured behind Toledo Executive Airport. That's about 20 miles from Toledo Express Airport, where a rally was being held for President Trump. The Sentinel Tribune in Bowling Green says it's not clear if the two were targeting the president's event, but the FBI and Secret Service are investigating. Jill Nato, Fox News.
There is some flooding in Texas after Tropical Storm Beta came ashore early this morning full of heavy rain. The slow-moving storm could dump as much as 15 inches. Some people had to abandon cars in flooded streets around Galveston. There's still a deadlock in Congress on new financial aid for Americans in this corona crisis. Some people still haven't gotten money that was approved back in March.
A new report from the government's auditing bureau shows more than 8.5 million Americans haven't yet received COVID-19 economic relief payments because of lax IRS and Treasury Department records. According to the Government Accountability Office, those people could miss out on the payments of up to $1,200 each if they don't use an online tool to file for the funds by an October 15th deadline. Many of those affected don't normally file tax returns like those on Social Security. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures down about 100 points the day after the Dow's 509-point plunge. On Monday Night Football, the Raiders beat the New Orleans Saints 34-24, the first win in the Raiders' first ever game at home in Las Vegas now. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
The Brass Horn has been a staple of the downtown Decatur area since 1993, and I've been fortunate enough to be part of the store since 1995. Hi, Ryan Spurlock here, co-owner of the Brass Horn, and I am encouraging you to come by and see what we can do for you the next time your life calls for you to spruce up your look. We have a well-trained and professional staff that is here to make sure that you look great and feel comfortable the next time you need to make your look speak for itself. The Brass Horn, located at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur, keeping Central Illinois looking sharp since 1990.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 78, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 53. For Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 78 as well, and then Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 50 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:06. This look at your weather brought to you by the Brass Horn, Decatur's number one men's clothing store.
Can you believe it's the final week of regular season baseball? God, everything is upside down. Mike Claiborne with the Redbird Report. He'll join us, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Dale Coley, our day in history, and a new series on Netflix you have to watch. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Food drive a week from Friday. I really appreciate everyone reaching out. I just got a text from Matt Neighbor from Dunn Company about cones for the parking lot and all that. It's just a different year than it's ever been.
Every little way that businesses can try to help, they're just
they always do. Yeah. It's just we're doing it with fewer bodies and less. Right. And how do we do it safely? And it's just patience, please. We do still have the school awards, but you got a lot of schools that aren't right in person, and you're not raising food. We just hope everyone will participate, because when you strip away everything, the need is still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have strong feelings that our community will rally again. It's just what we do.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. A lot rides on it. So I got, I'm bad about paying attention to the notifications from Netflix. Do you?
I ignore them.
I had like 18, like a little number, right, a little box.
Yep.
I don't feel that pressure. Some people have to wipe that number out.
I kind of do. Eric has to way more than I do, but I'm in the middle.
I can ignore it all day long. I am immune to the peer pressure attached to social media or digital. I don't have to clear that to feel better about myself. But I did go in and look and thought, well, maybe, the pipeline of entertainment is so small.
That it is.
That maybe there might be something interesting in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I found an invitation to watch Challenger, The Final Flight.
Oh, and that just came out, correct?
I think the 16th.
Okay, because I saw it being teased like the last couple months and didn't know it was live. So I need to definitely check that out.
It's a four-part series. Each episode is about an hour long, somewhere around there. That's also the thing I love about Netflix, is there's no pressure. You make it as good a 58 minutes as it is, or 61 mm-hmm. minutes, or 49 minutes. There's none of this network TV pressure that it's got to fit into this box.
Right. Yeah, there's no clock there.
That part I love.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger blows up like a minute and a half, 2 minutes into launch. The very reason it is still today so tragic is the very reason there was a teacher on board, because interest had waned in NASA and the whole space program. In a very short matter of like 5 years, I mean, we went from the 60s and 70s and the astronauts and everybody being intrigued and and Apollo 13, and they brought them back home safely to Columbia doing this thing where you're going to send something out there and it's going to come back and land like an airplane and the whole world held its breath. But then they did a bunch of those space shuttle missions and people just got bored. I mean, this is what we do as people. I don't understand it. How can you not, every time something goes into space, be intrigued?
I'm intrigued every time, but yeah, that's a good question.
So, for the first time, they brought a non-astronaut. And people forget about the whole shuttle thing. They did non-pilots. You know, they brought in 35 astronauts in 1978, and the space shuttle was ridiculous. It was like $5 million or something. In today's money, it would be crazy. But, I mean, they had this plan that went back to even, like, Nixon. And they went out and they recruited African-Americans and women. There were seven females, and a lot of them were engineers and scientists and not necessarily pilots, because at that point it had been like an all-white guy club, but most of them had been pilots. You know, go back and read The Right Stuff or even watch the great movie. I mean, that's unbelievable about the whole Gemini, or as they called it, Gemini program. But this was the new level. Now we're going to build this space shuttle, and it's going to come back, and we're going to reuse it because it's too expensive to keep sending these gigantic rockets for one shot. And so these 35 astronauts all spent years together training for the shuttle. And then the interest waned, and they decided they were going to put a civilian on the shuttle to garner interest so that every man, every woman, you know, that connection to having a non-astronaut, not a Navy pilot, not an engineer, an everyday, just normal citizen. And Reagan came down and decided it would be a teacher. And so that teacher who was on that flight and died became the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, can you name any of the other astronauts that were on the Challenger flight? And it was not the first Challenger flight. Challenger had flown before. But this documentary really digs into the O-rings and this company in Utah and the stuff that NASA was sort of covering up. And, I mean, that there were people that believed that was going to be, I mean, eventually this was going to happen.
Oh, I didn't know all that.
But Krista McAuliffe is the name that you associate with the Challenger. And she's a big focus of the four-part documentary. But so is Dick Scobie and Ronald McNair and Ellison Onizuka and Judith Resnick and Gregory Jarvis, who were the other astronauts that perished that day. And it is mind-blowing to go back. And I do you remember this part of school, Nick Smith? And I don't know what grade you would have been in 1986.
Let's see here. I would have been six. So I would have been maybe first grade, second grade.
Was this a thing live in your life, or did you not know about it?
I don't think we saw it during school.
Maybe not at your age, but hundreds of millions of school kids did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember with the AV cart, like they would roll that into the classroom with a TV on it?
Absolutely. Yep. That's how we saw OJ. Not that it compares, but yes.
No, but and so, but this was maybe the only thing comparable was maybe the Kennedy assassination. I mean, because we, and watching this documentary made me feel very, sad in a lot of ways. It's very informative. You learn about the people. But we don't have anything like this today that we as Americans can hang our hat on and root for together.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Outside of sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have something that everybody can kind of go, oh, it doesn't matter if there's a D or an R or red or blue or social unrest. We can root for those people. And my God, that thing is taking off into space and coming back to the Earth and landing.
Yeah, that's a really good perspective on that, because there is not that great unifier. They've been born, the ones in my lifetime have been born out of tragedy. Hey, let's unify the cleanup of
9/11.
Yeah. I mean, that's not out of, hey, look at this cool thing we did. Go, guys. The Olympics, but it's all sports. Sports is the only
thing.
And
it's been tainted with cheating and not only the athletes, but the body that runs it. This will tarnish NASA a little bit when you're watching this documentary. But there was also always risk. You're shooting people into space. Mm-hmm. But it used to be a time where people parked their cars and had binoculars. I mean, it was a big deal. And then it became a big deal again because this teacher was going to be on board. And this related to people. And classrooms spent an entire semester, you know, learning about this space shuttle and the Challenger and this Krista McAuliffe, who's going to be on board, a teacher. She's going to do lessons from the shuttle. And then to watch and the reactions of the people there on the ground at the rocket launch. I mean, because in part one, they don't show the actual explosion, I don't think, until part three. I watched the first two parts yesterday, and they build up to it, and then all they show you is the reactions of the people on the ground, parents, wives, husbands. It's powerful.
Man, that sounds very sad, but it sounds impactful. I for sure will watch that.
People don't realize that first launch of Columbia, that first shuttle, and when it landed, Steven Spielberg was there. Roy Rogers, you know, was there. I mean, it was America, and it was not America, America. Mm-hmm. And there were thousands of people that gathered in celebration when that thing landed, because it had never been done before. So the mystery of how in 5 years that all loses its luster and no one cares, and how blasé we are. We're powered up. We're fired up. We love this. And then all of a sudden, yeah, it's old news. And there was a guy, I don't remember which one of the astronauts. There's a lot of people, you know, the real people that were there, including the teacher who was the backup for Krista McAuliffe, who lived in the apartment next door to her, who trained with her. If for any reason she wasn't able to go, this backup was going to be the astronaut. So she had the firsthand accounting, and all the other people of these 35 that were, you know, in this 78 class of astronauts, many of them are featured in the documentary. So, and the people that worked at the company in Utah, you know, that built the solid rockets, and I cannot wait to watch the other two parts.
Mm. Awesome. That's a great recommendation.
RogerEbert.com gives it like 2.5 stars. I can't be cynical about this. There was a time when kids, you know, aspired to be astronauts and to be explorers.
I think it's going to come back with the advent of a lot of the technology with SpaceX and NASA and actually competition around the world. And now the potential that there's life in Venus.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to come back. I really do.
Now, here's your minor spoiler alert. And on the other side of the break, Mike Claiborne will join us. Final regular season of baseball. I don't even know what that means. I don't know what the playoffs look like. I have zero investment.
Well, you'll find out in a couple minutes.
Yeah, we will, for everybody that does. But you're sitting there going, is that Peter Billingsley? Right in the middle of this documentary. You know, the kid from Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
At age 14, he was literally a child. Like, he was the ambassador. I got to get this right. He was the official spokesperson for the Young Astronaut Program at the age of 14. And he was supposed to go on a year-long tour with Krista McAuliffe after she came back from space, schools, and all of that. And then he was hopeful that he would be actually able to go to space.
That's very cool.
And the crazy thing about Peter Billingsley now is he doesn't look anything like Ryan McCrady. He did as a kid in A Christmas Story, but not as an adult. But, yeah, there's a reason why he's in it. But at first you're kind of like, wait a minute, what just happened?
Right.
It's Ralphie. All right, it's on Netflix, Challenger, The Final Flight. And when I saw exec produced by J.J. Abrams, I thought, okay, this has got some grit behind it.
Yeah, I like almost everything he's made. I'm a big fan.
So it's worth watching. Take the 4 hours. It's not happy, but it's fascinating and it's interesting. And it says not only a lot about these astronauts and NASA, but our country and our own interest and how tired and bored we get so quickly with major accomplishment. And we've also scratched off a little of the luster of that. You know what I mean? Now it's got to be cheating. It's got to be whatever. We now look for the scandal rather than the uplifting, which, yeah, I think is bad.
I agree.
Maybe it's warranted, but it's bad. I'll tie all that into the Supreme Court stuff a little later in the show. Now, you can't expect that out of guest hosts, but I'm back in the saddle. And I will tie a little ribbon around all of that and wrap it up nicely before the show is
done. Oh, man.
Well, I'm just gigging.
I know you
Plus,
are.
Plus, not one, but 2 days in history, because I, as even a professional, had a little jet lag yesterday, first day back, and forgot our day. And it's an important day.
Okay.
As is today. And, man, you want to talk about the week, looking ahead, the week, about the day in history? It is all tied into, like, what is going on. I mean, it's almost eerie how much of it is pertinent to today's news.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. Mike Claiborne joins us on the other side of the break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 78, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 53. For Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 78, and Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 50 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:20. This look at your weather brought to you by Moroa Lumber Company. Quality materials, trusted knowledge, and expertise.
We're all spending a little more time at home these days. Why not use that time to tackle those home projects with help from Moroa Lumber? At Moroa Lumber, we offer top quality building materials and knowledgeable customer service with products like Anderson Windows, TimberTech Composite Decking, Therma-True Exterior Doors, and our extensive rental department. No project will go unfinished. We also offer contractor referrals, delivery, and curbside pickup. Moroa Lumber is your building materials headquarters. Save money, shop local at Moroa Lumber, 794-2226.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at Busey.com. Member FDIC.
At Memorial Health System, we believe great nurses deserve more. Grounded in a culture of safety, quality, and efficiency, Memorial nurses actively search out new ways to set our highest standards of care even higher. We're committed to supporting our nursing staff by providing the highest quality of care for our patients, a safe and effective working environment, a collaborative and supportive culture, and the opportunity to learn and grow. Apply your passion today and see how Memorial means more. Visit jobs.choosememorial.org/nurses to get started.
Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Update your home with beautiful custom cabinets from Dura Supreme. Our complimentary custom design includes pricing and renderings to keep you within budget. And with a broad selection of woods and colors to choose from, you can have it all.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Every Tuesday, Mike Claiborne joins us for the Redbird Report, presented by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Mike, happy Tuesday to you this morning. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with the Cardinals and the Royals and a couple of additions to the rosters. Welcome back a few players. But this is the final week of regular season baseball. I'm just upside down with all of this.
Welcome to the big club that we call the 2020 baseball season. Let's start with the Cardinals and the Royals. Okay, you're in the final week of the season, and you're battling for a playoff spot, and you only can score one run against the Kansas City Royals, who are, 10 games under 500? Brian, the problem with this ball club all year has been the inability to score runs. The pitching has been there, and surprisingly, that's been very consistent. But the offense has just eluded this ball club throughout the year. Now, they score in bunches, but they just don't score enough. We're wasting too many good pitching performances.
Doesn't that seem like that's been a problem for a number of years, though?
At least the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And you know, we've gone through our hitting coach. This is his second year. And it's just not working. I mean, you can tell that some guys have just walked away from it. And my question has been to some, aside from the professional hitters in Goldschmidt and Yachty, what hitter has actually improved? And that's a concern, because now you're starting to have younger players come on board. And I'll give you a good example. Tommy Edman rolled in last year and was really the difference maker in us getting in postseason play. And this year, Tommy Edman looks like he doesn't know what end of the bat to hold sometime. And I just think that when you see that start to mature at this level, you have to wonder, what are we missing between what these guys are doing in the minors and what they're doing in the pros or in the big leagues? And it's all about adjustment. Now, granted, the pitching is better, okay? We know that. But if you have the right mental approach about it and you have the fundamentals set in, you're going to be able to win a few more of those battles than most people.
Yeah, I feel like the last few years, every time the Cardinals score 7 or 8 runs, my thought process is save a few of those for tomorrow.
You know it. You hit the nail right on the head. They can go out and score 12 runs tonight and then get 2 hit tomorrow. And that's just been too inconsistent, and that's been a problem. I mean, when you lose the good teams, that's one thing, okay? But when you lose the teams that you're supposed to beat in the manner that you are, that's a whole different ballgame. So it's obviously something that's critical. I mean, we only have a week to go. And how we finish out, I think, is going to mandate how things are going to be in the future.
All right, we'll get your prediction on that in just a couple of seconds. Tell me about what you know about Dexter Fowler.
Well, Dex is back. He was in the lineup last night. And what he was dealing with was a stomach issue where the medication was really starting to break him down, and he was fatigued and he was in a lot of pain. So they altered the medication, but it took a week or two for it to actually settle in. So he drove over from St. Louis yesterday, was in the lineup. And I think we're just going to have to wait and see how that works, because with that said, you know, he hasn't seen any real live pitching. Because remember, the minor league complex is shut down. There's nowhere to get at bats other than at the ballpark, and that's not the same environment. So we'll have to wait and see, but we just don't have a lot of time.
No, we do not. The Redbird Report, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Mike Claiborne joining us this morning. What's going to happen over the next week if you had to make a prediction? What do we look like? What do the playoffs look like? Are we in or are we not?
Well, I think we're barely in. But we're going to have to play better. The pitching is there. The pitching can get us in. We just need some guys that swing the bat. And I think when you look at the teams we're playing in Kansas City and then Milwaukee's fighting to get in too. It's going to be a scuffle, but I think that we can get in by a game. But I will promise you this. We have 2 makeup games to play against Detroit, and those look like they'll take place on Monday. If we're in it, we're going to be playing. If we're not, we'll all be done by Sunday. So I'm going to predict it's going to come down to the last day and the last game in Detroit.
All right, Mike, this is the year, if any, though, if a team gets hot at the right moment, no telling what they can do.
There's no question about it. I was talking to a player on a very good team yesterday, and he made the point. He said, you cannot take anybody for granted because, A, it's 2020, and, 2, when you get into postseason play, anything can happen.
All right, this thing, this disease, this COVID-19, a lot of smart people that I listen to think it's an accelerator as much as anything. You know, things that would have changed over a 5 or 10 year period are changing immediately and sometime for, you know, changing forever. What do you think, no matter what happens over the next 6, 7, 8 months, what will change with baseball permanently?
I think safety precautions will change. I think access to players will change. I just think that teams will be more conscious about how many people can actually be around. I think from a safety issue, that's going to change dramatically in how teams travel and how teams are hoteled when they get on the road. I think those are things that are going to be obvious that I think we'll see change. And I think there'll be more safety rules and regulations in play when you do go to the ballpark again. Let's hope it's sooner than later.
No doubt about that. Mike, have a great day. We will talk to you next week one way or the other, hopefully for the better. Right? Did we order any tickets?
Are there tickets to even
be
had?
Not in baseball. It's so weird. It's just so strange.
I was thinking about that. I was like, are there some? Because there are football.
You know, we've given away, you know, the team so a ticket window for years. I mean, you know, we've given away tickets to every playoff, World Series game. I mean, you know, we had people there the night David Freeze did that thing against, and now, you know, hundreds of thousands of people claim to have been it.
Right. That was one of the biggest shots in Cardinals history.
Oh, my God. It was like it was a work night, and you're up till like midnight. Mm-hmm. What a game. Hopefully we'll be doing that all next year, right? It'll be back.
Yeah. They'll figure it out, I think.
And I think, you know, when the fans do come back, better protocol, less idiotic behavior, I think it makes the experience better for everyone.
I'll take it. Seriously.
Absolutely. The acceleration of getting rid of idiots at these kind of things, I'm all in.
Yes.
I am all in. We will take a break for stories and news. When we get back here, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, Dale Coley straight ahead, and this day in history. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 1,477 newly confirmed cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 7 additional confirmed deaths. Macon County officials reported 23 new cases, bringing the total of Macon County cases to 1,405. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 275,735 cases, including 8,457 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. The statewide positivity rate is now 3.5%. As part of National Preparedness Month, the Illinois Emergency Management Agency and public safety officials statewide will participate in If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day on Friday, September 25th. The purpose of this event is to help inspire, empower, and educate the public on the importance of reporting suspicious activity. If You See Something, Say Something is a nationwide campaign to raise public awareness and indicators of terrorism, terror-related crime, and the importance of reporting suspicious activity to law enforcement. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. With more Republican senators announcing they're on board, President Trump appears to have the votes to confirm his nominee to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. He says at a rally in Ohio.
You know, when you become president, they say this is the single most important thing a president does, is pick Supreme Court. And by the way, by the end of the first term, we will have 300 federal judges.
He says again his nominee will be a woman, to be announced late this week. The United Nations General Assembly starts today, but not in person.
As the UN marks its 75th anniversary, the coronavirus outbreak means the event is being held virtually for the first time. President Trump is among those due to speak today. He says he'll have a strong message for China. The leaders of China and Russia, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, are also expected to address the meeting.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
When you talk about tires, you're talking about numbers, tire size, speed rating, load index, air pressure, and of course, the price. But there's really only one number you need to know for tires. That's 877-5051, the phone number for Smith Tire Company. We're the area's only Michelin Alliance certified tire professionals. Just tell us what kind of vehicle you drive, and we'll go over the numbers with you. When you have as much experience as we have at Smith Tire Company, we know what all the numbers mean and how they can affect your tire and service needs. And with quality tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal, we'll have a tire to fit your needs and budget. And for service needs, remember Smith Tire Company for oil changes, wheel alignment, air conditioner repair, brakes, shocks and struts, tire rotation, and tire repair. When you're driving on the highway or when the weather is bad, you deserve to have confidence in your tires and in your tire dealer. So see Smith Tire Company today at 2119 East Pershing Road or call us at 877-5051. That's the only number you'll need to know for tires.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 78, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 53. For Wednesday, partly sunny again with a high of 78, and Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 51 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the NFL.
Well, you know, after the first week, the league sent out a memo, pretty harshly worded, warning coaches about wearing their masks and over their noses, over their mouths, and to be compliant on this. And if you weren't in week two, they were going to issue some pretty severe fines and then even higher fines to the teams. And lo and behold, we get to week two this last weekend, and some of these coaches, we'll see what happens moving forward, but some of them totally uninterested in wearing a mask. If you watch Pete Carroll of the Seahawks, I never saw him with a mask on. Vic Fangio from the Broncos, Kyle Shanahan from the 49ers, and all of them were fined $100,000 apiece and $250,000 for each of their teams. That's over $1 million in fines. And that was before we really got to last night, where Sean Payton of the Saints and John Gruden of the Raiders are surely going to get fined. I would say if they go back and look, Bill Belichick would be fined too. And Gruden, interestingly, he has had the virus and claims that he's taking it pretty seriously. I think it is difficult to keep it on all the time when you're trying to shout and be heard. But this will be interesting to see where this goes moving forward. I can't imagine all these coaches are simply going to start wearing their masks. I think there's going to be more fines, and I think some of the coaches have said they're going to fine me every week. That's just the way it's going to be. So we will see. Also, the other story week two is injuries. There were so many injuries in week two, 7 torn ACLs last night in Achilles. I mean, and I'm talking about star players in the league, Saquon Barkley, the running back for the Giants, a torn ACL in the Bears game, Jimmy Garoppolo of the 49ers, a high ankle sprain. High ankle sprains are 4 to 6 weeks a lot of times. Nick Bosa, the defensive end for the 49ers, ACL. Christian McCaffrey, who's the number one fantasy player in almost every fantasy draft I know about, high ankle sprain. A lot of injuries, a lot of conjecture, but I don't know if we know why there's so many. A lot of people thinking because there was no preseason games, maybe there was not the type of physical foundation built to prepare players to jump right into the deep end of the pool. But, man, that is a lot of injuries and a lot of star power that goes to the sideline right away.
No doubt about it. On the other side of the break, we will talk a little Major League Baseball with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. This look brought to you by Staley Credit Union.
It's a busy world out there, so Staley Credit Union is here to give you some extra time. Finance an auto loan with us, including boats and RVs, and we're offering no payments for up to 90 days. Already have an auto loan somewhere else? No problem. Refinance your auto loan with us or take advantage of a cash-out refinance. It's the same deal. Learn more at staleycu.com. Subject to credit approval. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, baseball.
I think I agree with Mike Claiborne. I think the Cardinals are going to get in. It is really, though, quite a race between St. Louis, Cincinnati, and Milwaukee. St. Louis and Cincinnati both 4.5 games out right now behind the Cubs, and Milwaukee 5.5. I think it's good for the Cardinals that Cincinnati and Milwaukee are playing each other right now. They will play each other again today, play each other again tomorrow. One of those teams has to lose each night. They can't both win. That would be the nightmare scenario. And then the Cardinals have this, you know, this big finish with 5 games in 4 days against Milwaukee. And if they have to make up games against Detroit on Monday, because the Major League Baseball playoffs, Brian, begin a week from today, which seems amazing. And if you think about it, Game 7 of a World Series, if a World Series went the distance, would be October 28th. That's like 5 weeks, and this thing is all over with. And so a lot going on here. The Cardinals, you know, as Mike said, you know, they just don't score runs a lot of times. So their pitching has generally been pretty good, and they're fortunate to have the pitching depth that they have. But at some point, they're going to have to score some more runs. The Cubs also don't score runs. They did last night. They beat Pittsburgh 5-0. John Lester was 6 shutout innings, but Chris Bryant left the game in the 3rd inning with oblique tightness. His season has been an injury-plagued mess. You simply can't count on him, and I would not count on him moving forward. He's played 32 of 54 games. He's had a finger injury. He's had a wrist injury, now an oblique injury. It's just one of those years where he's just not able to answer the bell much of the time. It's also been that way for Jose Oquindo, starting pitcher, and he will start today, his first start in nearly a year. He has had a ton of injuries as well. So we're down to the home stretch, and for the Cardinals, that's going to mean a bunch of games in a hurry.
No doubt, Mark. Have a great day. We will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. It was funny because Robert sent me an email. Scientists study brains of baseball fans to find out how they stay interested during the first 7 innings. Revealing that the mystery that has baffled scientists for the past 100 years, researchers at the University of Washington announced Friday they've been studying the brains of select baseball fans to discover how they manage to stay interested throughout the first 7 innings. Although we have been at work for decades, we still have yet to unlock the secret of how a human being could summon the mental fortitude to stay focused on a 1-0 baseball game for hours at a time, said project lead Vanessa Herrera, who explained that by discovering the special neural connections that these select individuals clearly possess, scientists could finally unlock the full potential of the human mind. The fact is these human brains have evolved in a special way. The average person would lose focus and walk away by the second inning. We always believed the human mind required some sort of stimulation to remain absorbed, but this upends all of that. This is sort of an intense internal focus that we only otherwise see in Buddhist monks. Who knows what we could do as a species if we all had that kind of superhuman concentration and patience. Herrera added that some baseball fans enter a state of such passive absorption that the only other point of comparison was coma patients.
Oh, man.
It's a joke.
I was going to say, that sounds like The Onion.
It is.
Okay.
I mean, it's not The Onion, but it is similar. Right. I'm kind of with you. I don't really get interested in baseball, even in a regular season. I mean, I'll go to opening day, but I mean, the postseason's it.
I like it. I like going to the ballpark. I don't clamor for it and live and die by it. As a kid, I used to listen to it on the radio, and that's a little different because each pitch, you're kind of like perking your ears.
You're still listening in the radio. You still get some of the sound effects, and it's, I think, a different experience than watching it.
Yeah, I think so.
But I got to ask you, though, is, like, who's in charge of the sound effects? Because I know, like, Carson Wentz got booed with nobody there.
The league has decided that they have, like, an algorithm of when, what percentage. It's from the NFL films. Like, hey, here's an important play. This gets a cheer of 10%. This, bad play. This gets a boo of 20%.
So, I guess that just feels like I'm being manipulated.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, the algorithm is probably accurate, and I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying if I'm watching a game and the crowd generally, reacts with boos, that's an honest, they're displaying their temperament in real time. Mm-hmm. To have that forged and manipulated, no matter how accurate the algorithm, seems forced to me.
Well, we're used to it. It's like TV, when people are clapping because
I don't like that either. Yeah. That seems phony and fake to me as well. Yeah. This seems like the sports version of that.
It is.
All right, Dale Coley will join us with a preview of Pharmacy Facts and Friends. You can listen to the Eric Lee Show with Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union's Jess Younghouse in for Courtney today, presented by Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union. I know that Jamie Davis is going to be on. I know they're talking to some sort of actress, Maxim model.
Yeah, Nikki Butler.
Who's that?
She's from Decatur. She went to Purdue. She's an actress and was in Maxim's like top 50 in a bikini contest or something. But she's got an acting career.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a really sweet girl too. Very nice.
I was unfamiliar.
Yeah, she's very nice.
All right, well, you can look forward to that at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, let me tell you one real quick thing.
Yes.
Mark pointed out that John Gruden had coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the other coach who from last night, Sean Payton, had coronavirus too, and both of them are likely going to get fined for not wearing their masks.
Well, the thing that we don't know yet is that there's people that have gotten this more than once.
Right.
And there are some people that believe that once you get it, then, you're immune. And no one really knows.
No.
So in one way, I can understand, like, the kind of, like, I've been through it.
Right.
So I won't get it again. But we don't really know that.
Mm-mm.
And I watched, the nose thing. I still go back to the underwear sign on the shop in Salida, Colorado. And it was a little cartoon drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, wearing your mask like this, and it had a guy, little cartoon drawing with his nose sticking out over the mask, is like wearing your underwear like this. And it showed like a little underwear with like the pee-pee on the outside.
Oh, yeah. That was like day one meme for people when you'd see their beak sticking out. Bill Belichick, to take it full circle,
yeah.
He wore a mask only over his nose. It's the most ridiculous looking mask usage I've seen so far.
And by the way, I will tell you that this NFL experiment for me, I got rid of all my Patriots gear.
Oh.
I found that Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick are not worth rooting for.
Hey.
Not without Tom Brady.
Okay. Cam Newton's doing really well, though.
I'm happy for Cam Newton. I don't have any hate for him whatsoever at all. But I just, Lindsay does this Poshmark stuff. I cleaned out, like, brought down winter stuff. It's all gone.
Okay.
But I don't have a team now.
I don't want to invite you to mine. We're 0-2.
It's not even that. I'm just a Ronin right now when it comes to the NFL.
Well, have fun with it. There's stars every night. Check them out.
I got to figure out what I'm going to do. It's not none of it's purposeful. None of it is like, you know, planned. It's just sort of it is what it is. I found myself not caring about what the Patriots are doing, but I haven't watched a Tampa Bay game either.
Yeah, they're not ready yet. Not all the way ready.
Nah, I think everybody expected them to come out. I mean, look, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right. Also, you're not going to score 1,000 points in the first game.
I got some work ahead, right? I mean, I think everybody's got to expect that.
And some injuries.
All right. We have two. Not one, 2 days in history because I forgot to do yesterday. Yesterday's important. But, man, when you hear this week, it is fortuitous. I mean, it's unbelievable how much of the history of this week plays into the news of today. Dale Coley on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Join WSOY and our community partners for the 19th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 2nd at the Airport Plaza Kroger on Route 36 in Decatur. Due to COVID-19, the WSOY Community Food Drive wants to ensure a safe event while also ensuring the ability to help those in need. Our local food pantries have seen a dramatic uptick in use due to the pandemic. Because of that, we're asking for monetary donations only to help fill our local food banks. Your dollars will go the farthest, allowing local food banks to purchase goods on an as-needed basis at a tremendous discount from the Central Illinois Food Bank. Also, monetary donations will eliminate food waste and allow everyone to stay socially distanced. Every cent goes to the purchase of food, and thanks to our community partners, we're able to again offer a substantial financial award to the top 5 local schools that collect the most money for the food drive. For more information, to get your school, business, or church involved, or to give online now, go to nowdecatur.com.
When you hear paid for by Friends of Sue Scheer, that means paid for by Mike Madigan. You see, Sue Scheer has taken almost $1 million from Mike Madigan over the last 8 years. In fact, almost all of Sue Scheer's support comes from Madigan and his allies. A vote for Sue Scheer is a vote to keep Madigan in power. We cannot afford this corruption anymore. Don't let Mike Madigan buy this seat again.
Hi, I'm Charlie McGorry, retired Decatur firefighter, military veteran, former small business owner, and a lifelong resident of Macon County. I remember when Illinois thrived as a state, touting its agriculture, workers, businesses, and more. The last 8 years have been particularly tough, though, under Sue Scheer, Mike Madigan, and the Chicago Machine. We need to get serious about solving our budget crisis, protecting our small businesses, growing jobs, and fixing ethics in our state government. I'm asking for your vote for me, Charlie McGorry, on November 3rd.
Paid for by Friends of Charlie McGorry.
Memorial Health System urges everyone to stay safe while staying active. If you work out at a gym, make sure your facility is following health and safety precautions and remember to practice social distancing. Ensure shared equipment is sanitized between uses or use your own equipment when possible. Many gyms post daily workouts or are offering live or pre-recorded video classes to help you keep fitness going while at home. And you can always walk or bike outdoors. At Memorial Health System, we remain committed to keeping Central Illinois safe and healthy.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This should make the boys soundtrack, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Screams it.
Yeah, it really does. CCR. Good morning and welcome. What's coming up tonight on the Pharmacy Facts and Friends show? You can hear it every Tuesday, 5 o'clock live. Or you can podcast it anytime you want at nowdecatur.com or the iTunes store, wherever you get your podcast. Dale Coley joins us. How you doing on this Tuesday?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Fantastic. Thank you for asking. What's coming up tonight at 5?
Tonight we have Samir Patel back on with us, who's a pediatrician. Talking about how he is interacting with newborn and with the new parents in the community and how it's different now than it used to be because he's got to have a different way of instructing people, and he still wants to keep these parents knowledgeable about the development of the kids for the first 4 to 6 months. And so had a great conversation about that. And then we had a good friend of ours, Chief Jim Getz, on giving us insights into how the Decatur Police Department is handling social unrest and different things in our community. I talked about the transparency and the interaction with all the people in Decatur and how he's done such a great job with Dr. Janelle Norman and going back a long ways and starting to keep the Decatur a safe and a very positive place to live. Then we followed up with Dr. David Fletcher, who's been on the show several times. He's talked to us about the coronavirus and how the comparison of the flu versus the COVID-19 and what you can expect from one versus the other, and made a strong pitch for making certain of the importance of getting the flu vaccine this year. So it was a stock full of interesting information and a very positive show.
Okay, so talk to me about flu shots. Are you guys going to be providing that again?
Yes, we will. We will be starting as of October 1st. We'll be doing flu shots at the North Store at Coley's Community Farm or Coley's Corner Drug up at Forsyth. And every Wednesday we'll have a flu clinic going from 12 to 6. Anyone wants to come in, we'll be doing high potency as well as the regular flu shots. So we'll be looking forward to getting as many people vaccinated as possible. It's very, very important that this time of year, especially with the COVID issues going on, you do not want to have the flu, those the flu. So we want to make certain that we get as many of the people vaccinated as possible.
All right, and what's the cost for that, Dale?
On if it's Medicare or most insurances, it's zero copay. The highest I've seen so far has been a $15 copay. So it's very affordable type situations. And if you can't afford that, we've got some different mechanisms to help people get their flu shots at no charge.
That's a lot of peace of mind for $15.
It is. It's very, very important to do that type of deal, especially this time around. One thing I see with the COVID-19, people are more aware of washing their hands and keeping social distance. And how to handle, you know, when you're sneezing and coughing and that type of situation. So I'm hoping that maybe one of the byproducts of the COVID-19 is that we're going to be a safer flu season.
All right, Dale, we appreciate it. We'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock. And as I said, listen live or download the podcast at Nauticator.com, the Nauticator app, social media, iTunes store, everywhere you are. Dave Wendt will check in, our buddy from Forsyth.
That'll be good. I got to tell you something about Dale's. One of your favorite places, Dale's holds the Notorious P.I.G. Rib rub down there. I got some and smoked some pork with it.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did it turn out?
Excellent. The bark on the outside with their seasoning was great. You can get it at Dale's.
You can get everything there.
Yeah.
Sea salt caramels, those oh, I love those.
I know you love Notorious P.I.G. too.
I do too.
Tacos. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you get the tacos and you get some dessert.
There you go.
And then you go to the Fleet Feet and get some shoes and walk it off.
Right. You're full service. Local.
That's exactly right. All right. These days, our homes do so much. I mean, think about it. They're remote offices, movie theaters, even virtual shopping malls. And Xfinity Internet keeps it all running smoothly with the speed to power all your devices at once. So while the kids are video gaming away, you can video chat with ease. And with coverage throughout your home, you can Internet wherever, whenever. Plus, get added protection with XFi Advanced Security to help keep your devices safe. Xfinity Internet keeps your home humming with the fastest speeds, reliable coverage, and more. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. You'll get advanced security free with the XFi Gateway, plus ask about XFi Complete for unlimited data, whole home Wi-Fi, and more. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay ends 9/22/20 today. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet, 25 Mbps customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed. Here's Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 78, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 53. For Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 78, and Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 51 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:53. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. We go everywhere you go.
At Staley Credit Union, our highest priority is always our members. That's why we offer free checking, great loan rates, low-interest Visa credit cards, and amazing mobile apps, all for our members. You see, banks have stockholders, but at Staley Credit Union, you are the owner. That means that we work for you. Learn more online at staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice, proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
How would you like to have a say in how your donations are used in our community? With the Community Foundation of Macon County's Give 365 Giving Circle, you do. Through the Give 365 Giving Circle, when you donate just a dollar a day for a year, you have a vote in how the funds are used. Just think of all of the good you can do for our community organizations, schools, seniors, kids, the arts, food banks, animals, and so much more with $365 a year. You can donate monthly or a one-time payment. And when your donations are combined with other Give 365 Giving Circle donations, we can do even more for the community. Let's work together to make a more powerful impact. Donate for yourself, with your spouse, or as a family or group to make a difference. Sign up for the Community Foundation of Macon County's Give 365 Giving Circle today and have your say at MaconCountyGives.org.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
It was once said that foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. I think that pretty much sums up Washington, D.C. Their foolish consistency is that they're not consistent, and you can count on the consistency of them never being consistent. Both sides. No one has any ground to stand on in this entire SCOTUS argument.
No.
No side. I will go back to 2016 and this program, and you can go back and listen to the audio, and I said to you, elections have consequences. There is no right for the Republicans to stand in the way of President Barack Obama's Supreme Court pick. He was elected by the people, not to serve 3 3/4 of a term, but to serve the whole 4 years. And that he had every right to nominate his Supreme Court justice pick. But he was blocked by Mitch McConnell and others, and they said, oh, no, the people have to speak. It's a few months from an election year, and it's too important. And the Democrats all said that, and the Republicans said no. And now everything has switched, and they're both now on opposite sides of where they were in 2016. And they can sit and twist, and oh, no. But people see it for what it is. You have no principles. So the fact that I will be consistent, meaning consistent, not consistent in my inconsistency. Barack Obama had every right to nominate Merrick Garland. And Donald Trump has every right to nominate his Supreme Court pick. They're not elected to serve 3.5 years or 3 3/4 years. They're elected to serve 4 years. And if Supreme Court justice dies or steps down while they're in office, elections have consequences. So I'm going to take the exact same stance I took 4 years ago when defending President Obama, and I will defend President Trump. Not because he deserves it, because they're all, he said in 2016, the people should decide. He was against Barack Obama doing the exact same thing he is doing this week. And this is why people have no faith in the politicians. Because they don't actually believe in anything. Except what benefits them at the time. And you can take Lindsey Graham. I don't care. Line up anybody. Chuck Schumer. They're all full of crap. You can go back 4 years ago and they all said the exact opposite thing. No matter what side they're on today, they were on the opposite side of it 4 years ago.
It's nutty. Reading it verbatim from 4 years ago and today, it's like you're the same dude on the opposite side.
Everybody. The Democrats didn't want the people to decide it 4 years ago, but they do today. And the Republicans have flipped. I mean, it's bizarre a world. It's when George decided to go opposite of everything on Seinfeld. We'll be back. Stories and news next.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. The Illinois State Board of Education is giving over $80 million to school districts across the state to help close the digital divide during online learning. The funding comes from the Federal CARES Act in response to COVID-19. More than 1.2 million students started the 2020-2021 school year with remote learning in place, and approximately 528,000 are learning in a blended or hybrid environment. Local school districts, including Meridian, Decatur, Mount Zion, and Warrensburg-Latham, will receive a total of $830,000 between them. The WSOY Community Food Drive is seeking volunteers for the event scheduled for October 2nd. Due to COVID-19, the WSOY Community Food Drive is accepting only...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.